Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Oakland Athletics and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Bert Campaneris. Batting second. The first baseman, Danny Cater. Batting third. The third baseman, Sal Bando. Batting fourth. The catcher, Jim Pagliarani. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Joe Rudy. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Jim Gosger. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Dick Green. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Reggie Jackson. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Catfish Hunter. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Catfish Hunter. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting second. The right fielder, Bill Voss. Batting third. The left fielder, Pete Ward. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Tommy McCraw. Batting fifth. The catcher, Dwayne Josephson. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Ken Berry. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Bill Melton. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Tim Cullen. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tommy John. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Tommy John. And now, play ball. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off John, and towards Cullen, who fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cullen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio strikes out. One out. Bill Voss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Voss takes first base on ball 4. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward strikes out. There goes Voss. The throw from Pagliarani to Campaneris, and Voss is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani hits a fly ball into right field. Voss settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy hits a fly ball into right field. Voss settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Gosger. The throw from Josephson and he is safe. Gosger steals second. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green takes first base on ball 4. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green misplays the ball. That's an error on Green. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson hits a fly ball into right field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry strikes out. Two outs. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton hits a pop-up towards third. Bando settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Catfish Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0 for 1 in the game. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 0 for 1 in the game. Cater hits a ball on the ground towards second. Cullen picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Cullen. Campaneris goes all the way around to score. Cater moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Athletics. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0 for 1 in the game. Bando is walked intentionally. Rene Lachman pinch hits for Jim Pagliarani. Rene Lachman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lachman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cullen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Cater scores. Bando moves to second. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 2-0, Athletics. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy is 0 for 1 in the game. Rudy strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Rene Lachman now catching. Tim Cullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullen hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Green settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy John is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. John hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campanera scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 1 in the game. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bill Voss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Voss is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Voss hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Aparicio moves to third. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 1 in the game. Ward hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Aparicio scores. Voss moves to third. It's 2-1, Athletics. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0 for 1 in the game. McCraw hits a fly ball into right field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Gosger hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCraw scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gosger for the out. One out. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Green hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 1 in the game. Jackson hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Cullen catches it and throws to first to double up Green. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 0 for 1 in the game. Josephson takes first base on ball 4. Bob Pretty pinch runs for Dwayne Josephson. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 1 in the game. Berry bunts in front of the plate. Lachman fields it and throws to first for the out. Pretty moves to second. One out. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0 for 1 in the game. Melton hits a pop-up towards third. Bando settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tim Cullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullen is 0 for 1 in the game. Cullen is walked intentionally. Tommy John is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. John is 0 for 1 in the game. John hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 4-2, White Sox. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Jerry McNerney now catching. Catfish Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter is 0 for 1 in the game. Hunter hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. Hunter moves to second. One out. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cater takes first base on ball 4. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Bando is called out on strikes. Two outs. Rene Lachman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lachman is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Lachman is hit by the pitch. Hunter moves to third. Cater moves to second. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy is 0 for 2 in the game. Rudy hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. McCraw settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Voss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Voss is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Voss hits a pop-up towards short. Campaneris settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Ward hits a fly ball into right field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0 for 2 in the game. McCraw hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-2, White Sox. Jerry McNerney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNerney takes first base on ball 4. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 1 in the game. Berry hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Bando settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gosger hits a fly ball into right field. Voss settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Green hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. John fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-2 in the game. Jackson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Ed Sprague now pitching. Ted Kubiak now playing second base. Dick Green now playing third base. Sal Bando now playing left field. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0-for-2 in the game. Melton hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cater scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Melton for the out. One out. Tim Cullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullen is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Cullen hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tommy John is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Cullen moves to second. Tommy John is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. John is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. John hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Lachman fields it and throws to first for the out. Cullen moves to third. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cullen scores. It's 6-2, White Sox. Bill Voss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Aparicio. The throw from Lachman and he is out, Campaneris applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Ted Kubiak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubiak hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. John fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cater hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. Campaneris moves to second. Two outs. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Bando hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. John fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Athletics 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Voss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Voss is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Voss takes first base on ball 4. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kubiak scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Voss moves to second. One out. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kubiak scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Voss moves to third. Two outs. Jerry McNerney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNerney is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. McNerney hits a ball on the ground towards third. Green fields it and throws to first for the out. the side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Buddy Bradford now playing left field. Rene Lachman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lachman is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Lachman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Floyd Robinson pinch hits for Ed Sprague. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCraw scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Robinson for the out. Two outs. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gosger hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCraw scoops it up and throws to first, with John covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Athletics 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Diego Segui now pitching. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-2 in the game. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campanera scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0-for-3 in the game. Melton strikes out. Two outs. Tim Cullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cullen strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Green is called out on strikes. One out. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-3 in the game. Jackson hits a pop-up towards the mound. John settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Kubiak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubiak is 0-for-1 in the game. Kubiak hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 6, and Oakland Athletics, 2. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.